Good evening, Abba Yisai. A shaila happened when there was by a matzah bakery. We know there's many people working in matzah bakeries, and by hand matzahs. In particular, there's many people working there, and of course the mitzvah by shmurah matzahs. Of course, the matzahs need to be created lishmon. They need to be created with intention for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. After whole days of work in a matzah bakery, one of the workers approached the Rav, who was present, who was on site. And he said, "I want to tell you the truth. Have you got a minute?" The Rav says, "Sure." He said, "I've been working over here baking matzahs." And the worker was a fumid and elechi. He says, "Listen, I've got a bit of a problem. The truth is that we know that the mitzvahs need to be baked lishmon. They need to be baked for the sake of matzah's mitzvah. To tell you the perfect truth, my main motivation and intention when it comes to the matzah is actually the wage that I get at the end of the week. And my main intention, my motivation here, my intention is that it's not so much the lishma aspect of it. I'm coming here because I want to make money. I want to make panos over here. That's really why I'm here. And I want to know is there any shailas now with regards to the matzahs that I baked? Were they really lishma? Maybe that's not considered lishma. Maybe that's not considered lishma because I didn't do it for the sake of matzah's mitzvah. I made it for the sake of earning a wage." What is the right answer to that question? It's no problem. Why not? Oh, very good. Yeah, so what would you think? Problem or not a problem? No problem. So this is a very nice way. This true incident is a very nice way of finding out, of defining a little bit what lishma is. Lishma is not so much the motivation. It's very nice to our halacha as well. When we speak about lishma of mitzvah tzitzis, it's not so much the motivation. Why I'm doing so? Well, why is not the right word. The motivation, the ultimate reason why I'm doing this, it's not really that we're addressing by lishma. Lishma means, if you ask him, what are you creating? What are you doing? And the answer is, I'm doing matzahs, mitzvah, I'm doing tzitzis, for the purpose of the mitzvah. What are you creating? So it's not so much the motivation, it's the question, what are you creating? That's how you define lishmon. That's how you define lishmon. That's an important factor, I think, as we proceed through the halachas. I want to maybe point out at this point, we're not going to go in great detail, but a question that we mustn't fail to mention at this stage is the halacha when it comes to creating of the tzitzis of if they are done by machines. We discussed the requirement of lishmon. We learned yesterday that it's possible if the spinning is done shloi lishmon, the combing we said is not ma'akev, it's just the chumra. But as far as tviya, the spinning is concerned, we said that it's not only lishmon at all, it's a psul, it's bedievet psul. So what about if they are done by machines? Spinning which is done by machines, which is of course, yeah. She's saying that it's probably the same shaila. If person has machine matzahs, you can probably have also machine spun tzitzis. Is that what you're saying?
Press the button, you've got the right.
Right. Okay, with or without going into the discussion as to whether it's mamash the same or not, because there is maybe a mokum to machalek between tzitzis and matzah. But just the actual question per se of creating spinning tzitzis threads with a machine. Is there a problem of lishma or not? How would you look at it? Pardon? Good, very good. So saying that, why is it worse than a goy? A goy who creates it is a yid oymed al gabov is okay. So saying that surely a machine can be no worse. Does everybody agree to that, svara?
No.
What do you think? Why is it better?
Because at the end of the day, a goy's going to have dust. If he decides that the duck is going to have a different kavana in his head, then
very good. So he hasn't got right. Good. Yeah. Very good. So consequently, since a cotton machine hasn't got das, therefore the das. So if there's a yeet there, so right. So Emma says very interesting. Those points that mentioned is actually mentioned the achronim. Every achron, every famous Achen discussed the Shaila from the Chazon Ish, down to Reb Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, all the poskim, and there's many, many arguments being brought down. A lot of it has to do with this very Shaila. Can the Oymid al Gabo, if the Yid standing in the back behind the machine, does that actually work for the machine or not? Or, in other words, if the Yid switches on the machine, does the rest works automatically, does that actually work or not? He switches it on, then he goes and has his sandwich. Does that work or not? So many poskim say that it's actually fine. There is many achoinim who say that the fact that it was switched on by Yid is actually considered lishma, and it's actually valid. It's actually the machine which spins with a Yid who started off it's actually fine. It's not lacking in lishma at all. Others are not so happy about that. Others want to claim, and I don't know if you'd agree or disagree with that, that electricity is something which is created every second, is a recreation of the electric force. Is that true? Some poskim seem to be saying that it's something which is not really ongoing. It's not a cycle which is created and that's it, but it's an ongoing new force needs to go in, new energy needs to go in. And it's not just, and therefore, just the fact there was kavon and there was lishma initially, that doesn't necessarily help for 10 minutes later or for a few minutes later. Because it's like a new tvia which is happening. And therefore, they say that it may not help. It's as if somebody else would be doing it, somebody new doing it, something else happening.
If you say that the mama of saying it.
Very good. That's a good point as well. Hey, well, how do you look at it? How would you define it, just in a sentence?
It's just the movement of electrons through the metal, but they're just going in a circle. So it's like all the electrons are holding hands and they're having a mitzvah dance around the circle, and there might be a few new ones, a few old ones, but at the end of
so it's really
but the electricity is not what's doing the tvia. It's the forces. The moments of leverage and angular momentum, spinning things, and all
okay.
That stuff, and that's not that's not the same as electricity. That's to do with forces.
I hear that's a. Yeah. Okay, so Lemaisa it's a machlokes achoinim. How we pass Lemaisa is a machlokes achoinim. But Lemaisa, the meaning is certainly to be machme, not to have tzitzis which has been, generally people are machme and are makbe, not to have tzitzis which has spun mechanically and through a machine. Okay, let us carry on with the second part of Seif Beis, the top line of page Chof, discusses Shazira. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'tzrichin shezira v'shiu shezurin lishmon." Shezira is, we have discussed the tvia, which is the spinning. Once you have spun, you've got a thread. What needs to happen now is that one thread like this is not strong enough. You can't do a tzitzis just with one spun thread. You'll need to have a few of those. You take a few of those threads and you spin those together. That is considered shezira. And if you look at any of the tzitzis, they will be like that. There is going to be, at the very least, two threads which are spun together. That is called shezira. That shezira also needs to be done lishmon. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. V'tzrichin shezira, you need to do shezira. V'tshiu shezurin lishmon. And you need to be done lishmon. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot and Tezvav. Lishmon. The metvia ve'eilech hu akoil bichlal asiya. From tvia, from the initial spinning until the secondary spinning, all of that is included in the asiya. All of that is included in the creation of the tzitzis. The kaimelon that we establish and we pasken, the tzorich lishma. They all need to be done lishma. Because of Mogen Avrom, Mogen Avrom adds to that, taf b'di'evet, even b'di'evet, me'akev, im lo yu shezure lishmon. If there was no the shezira, i.e. the threads were not spun together, it was done without lishmon, that is a ma'akev b'di'evet as well, it's a problem. V'chein mashma b'vir ha'go, that is also paskin in Gon, v'yesh mekilim b'di'evet, av built the shezira, there are mekilim who are mekel, there are our poskim who are mekel, b'di'evet, but we don't really paskin like that. So again, la'alocha, the few threads which are spun together, the lishma is ma'akev for that as well. That's how we paskin. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. Yeah, that was Mishneh Berurah mentioned earlier in Tzivkot and Dalet, that Shiyoyim HaBeferesh V'loyim Machshava Be'alma, that it needs to be said. In Tzivkot and Dalet, Mishneh Berurah said that with regards to the spinning, and the same applies here as well. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, a very, very relevant and common scenario. Im nisparku meshizoroson v'nasu shisha oso kesheirim v'hu sheishtai b'shizor kedei aniva. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you've got those threads and they open up? Ever seen it? It's very common, right? They open up, right? They open up. They get on. Yeah, that's right. They start. That's right. What's the halacha then? Says the Shulchan Aruch, im nisparku, if they open up, meshizirasan from its spinning, v'nasu shisha also, and if you've got eight that open up, 8 times 2, it becomes 16, but it doesn't really need to be talking about 16, it's just an example. If 8 of them open up, you've got 16. The halacha is, ksherim, it remains kosher. That means that the fact that they open up, that itself is not a problem, it doesn't become possible, with one condition. What's the condition? It's kosher, providing, you need to still be able to make a bow out of it. It needs to be, if it's completely open up, and you, the remaining part, you can't make a bow out of that, it's going to be a problem. But if it open up a little bit, and just the remaining is still long enough, the complete, the spun part can still be made out, made into a bow, it's not a problem. Hagav lechatchile, says the Ramah, toiv likshor yachutin lemato. Best is to make a little knot in the bottom. But, we have to allow the Mishneh Berurah to talk. Because, again, the halacha is what we discuss in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, if they open up, one of them, two of them, four of them, even eight of them, they open up, and they become, in this particular case, they become 16. That itself is not a problem, says the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you've got still remaining, that you can make a bow out of it. It remains kosher. The Ramah adds a suggestion. He says, you know what? If you can, make a knot so it doesn't open up even further. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot and Tezayin. V'nasu shisha also. Perosh, shenispari kol hashmoyin ochutin. The case, the scenario of the Shulchan Aruch is that eight of them open up and it became 16. V'l'rabus adereish enakteh. This is just an example in them. It's just a very extreme case. Aval hu adin, the same halacha will apply. Him nisparik shnei chutin, if two threads open up, v'nasu arbo, and he became four. It doesn't make a difference, really. Kamkin be'inon sheishtai kedei aniva. The same halacha will always apply. You need a kedei aniva, if it's sufficient share, that it should make, that you can make a bow out of it. How much do you think it is, roughly? How much do you need to, how much is it you can still make a bow? Tefach? Yeah? That much? Can make a bow with less than that? Can make a bow, yeah, about that much? Yeah, so about that much. Right. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says about the knots. The Mishneh Berurah says, if cotton you'd chest, toiv likshoy, says the Mishneh Berurah, v'yeish oimrim, the other rabbi, says the Mishneh Berurah, no, better not to open it up. Better not to make a knot. V'yeish oimrim, the other rabbi, better not to make a knot. The other rabbi, some say it's not good to make a knot. And the reason for that is because if you're making, because the poskim say that there's a halach, the Magen Avraham later mentions, that there's a point of not be moisif ala kshorim, not to add knots, not to add knots to the tzitzis. There's an inyan not to add knots to the tzitzis. We've got not to add knots. So the Mishneh Berurah says, better not to add additional knots. So Mishneh Berurah makes a compromise. If they are perfectly nicely spun, if everything is nice, don't make a knot. Don't make a knot. But if they do open up, then the Mishneh Berurah says, don't make a knot. If they are complete and they're nice, then don't make a knot. Because there's an inyan of not adding additional knots to the tzitzis. But if, in the Ramah's case, it's quite true, that if they are opened up already, and they are starting to unravel, yeah, that's right, to unravel, then you can indeed make a knot, then it's right to do so. So I think that's halacha lemaaseh, that's how the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Don't just, because you sometimes see people are just making knots, just in case they open up. So that's called Mishneh Berurah, that's not right. Don't do that. But if they start opening up, then it's okay, says Mishnah, then you could make that knot. The truth is, I think nowadays, they're quite strong generally. No, I mean, they do open up, but on the whole, I think they do something about it, that it's quite, they remain normally, no, do you know what I mean? They're normally, yeah, a bit of, they make sure that it's normally it's, you know, it's, it does, it's okay. Right. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bialocha, says an interesting question. And Mishnah Berurah in Bialocha asks an interesting question. He says, hold on a second, says the Bialocha. How many strings are you meant to have? 8. What happens if they open up? How many have you got? More. So what's the problem? Have you got a problem about Tosif? Bialocha's question. Bialocha's question. Have you got Baal Tosif? Have you got Baal Tosif? Maybe you've got Baal Tosif. Why not? It's not considered a chot unless it's shozo. See, it doesn't count in the first place because it's not shozo. Interesting point. What do you think? Problem, not problem? Baal Tosif? You've got more? Yeah, what do you think?
So it's nikar that it's really supposed to be one, and it's the same reason that if you have a quick snap off, but because of the way you tied it, you can see there's four on one side and three on the other side, and it's still nikar that it's missing, and that's okay. So the stomach is the same reason here, that it's nikar that it's supposed to be one quick.
Says the Bialocha. Look at those words in the Bialocha in the bottom left. V'nasu shishaso. I'm b'mishnah Berurah. V'im nesparik loy ech chot echad l'shnayim. If one of those open up into two. V'loy nisha k'dei aniva. And no k'dei aniva remained. B'vadai kosh. Right. He says that. Okay. Now he says. Ach k'dei shalo yavra ba'al toysif yoyma b'feresh loy nichalei b'toysefes. He says that if you've got more, you should say, lechatchile, you should say, if they open up, you should say, I don't want this. This additional over here is not part of my mitzvah. This additional element over here is not part of my mitzvah. Lechatchile, if you can, you should say that. Don't need chile b'tosefes. Or, alternatively, sheyachtoich la'moisa, you should cut off the remains, the additional parts, v'yishrak shmoy nechotin. Just cut it off in order that you haven't got more. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that if possible, if they open up, you should say you're not interested in that part. You're not interested in that, you shouldn't go over on Baal Tosif. Yeah.
If one fit is missing, could the other ones be into two?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. That's a very, very good question. Something to think about, something to cheshbon on. Very good question. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, right, okay, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens the Maaseh. Pardon? But he wants, you're talking about in a case that it becomes possible or not possible? In a case, what happened? It got cut off completely. So the Maaseh doesn't become possible at that stage. So you want to know if you should still have, maybe not, lechatchila have that kavana maybe of, Yeah. It's something to think about. Okay. Seif Dalet. Oirech Achutim. Now we're going to be discussing the question of Oirech Achutim. The length of the Chutim. Okay. New topic, a new question. How long the Chutim needs to be? How long the strings need to be? Oirech Achutim. The length of the strings. How long do they need to be? Oirech Achutim. Hashmoina ein pochois medalet gudolim. That's the width of your thumb. They mustn't be less than 4 thumb widths. V'yesh oimrim, some say yud base gudolim 12. V'chein noyanigin, and that is the minik. Generally, the poiskim, the machloikas is about between two centimeters or 2.4. Depending, machloikas chazanish, chaim no. So make a cheshbon, 12 times 2 or 12 times 2.4. That's basically what the shiur is going to be. According to Reb Chaim No and chazanish. How much is that? Yeah, if you've got the.
27 centimeters.
Yeah, something like 27 centimeters. That something, so the poskim mentioned the shiurim of 24. Some go with, if it's 2.4, the poskim go 28.8. Very sure, I mentioned the poskim. That is the shear that needs to be. So the maximum shear that is brought down, I think, according to the Chaznish, thing ends up being just about under 29 centimeters. Yeah. We're talking about the whole string, correct? Yeah, the whole string.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'lemala Elohim Shia." More than that is not a problem, and that's what we have got much longer ones. "Lemala Elohim Shia." Longer than that is there's no shear. You can do as long as you want if you wish. If you want to have a 2 mile long tzitzis, which some people seem to, then it's Elohim Shia. There's no problem. If it's longer than that, yochel katzu, you are allowed to cut it off. The aim b'zeh mishum tasem v'lo imina osui. There is no problem of tasem v'lo osui. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Chavalev Shir v'riha yoinoi glasoyis orich yoisa. Many poskim say they'd make it a bit longer. Kadeshim yipasek tzas, if they cut off to some extent, yishabayik ashir, you still have got a shir remaining, that a kosher shir remaining. The Mishnah Berurah over here doesn't mention, I don't think, how do you cut off the tzitzis if they're too long? Metal?
Not metal.
Yeah, I think the meaning is to bite it off. Meaning is to bite off tzitzis. We don't use metal scissors. We don't. The meaning is to bite off the tzitzis. That's the meaning. I don't think Mishnah Berurah brings it here. I don't think he does. Plastic tzitzis might be okay. The meaning is not to use metal and not to use any. I think the meaning comes from the fact that. That metal, as the Gemara says, is something which shortens a person's life. Yeah. Okay. So let's just recap what we covered tonight. We spoke about, first we started off the shiur discussing a little bit about the what lishmo means. Lishmo is not so much about the motivation. Lishmo is much more about the what are you creating. We then spoke about shazira. Shazira is that if you have got a few threads and you put them together, Shulchan Aruch says it needs to be lishmon, and this is ma'akev. We spoke about if they open up and you had more than the eight, then it's okay as long as the fact that they open up is not psul, as long as you've got kedei aniva remaining. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should be lechatchila, try not to have kavon, not to be over on Baal Tosif. We spoke about, afterwards we learned about the knots, that you're allowed to make knots in the bottom of the tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah says don't do it unless they open up. If they don't open up, don't add knots. And then we spoke about the shear of the tzitzis, which is loy pochus midalek gedulim, or maybe 12 gedulim, which we paskin according to Machmirim is 20, or just under 29 centimeters, or maybe less, 24 centimeters according to other poskim. And then we started speaking about the halacha. The Ramah says that you're allowed to have them. There's no shear in length, and you're allowed to be mekatz them if you wish to do so. There's no problem of tasim and osui. And we added that the minig is to bite them off as opposed to cut them off. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.